Howdy.
And hello again, everybody. Welcome to the Hawkeye Huddle. Brett Ridge, Dave Creighton Jr. Am I too loud? Do I need to pop down?
I don't know. Here, hold on. I didn't have my headphones on.
Yeah, full. Very good.
I wasn't actually listening.
We are, you weren't? We are in the home stretch as far as the Hawkeye Huddle is concerned for the 17-18 football basketball season.
Three shows to go, counting this one.
Right. We're going to do another couple weeks. So you're going to be in Mexico next week?
Yeah.
Or is this week after that?
Next week.
Okay. You're going to call from Mexico?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Will you?
Could be you and Trent.
Could be me and Trent. We'll see. Well, he won't have high school basketball to do, which is where he is today. He's down at the well hanging out. And as he said
like
just a little bit ago, he'll have a game.
Eight basketball games down there today.
Yeah. Well, the good one comes up after us, but it's not, I guess, since there's no local team in West and Muscatine, Iowa City West, Muscatine, they're not going to have that here on the...
Is Iowa City West number one in 4A? Or 5A or whatever they are?
I think they're number two.
I have this thing right here. It's called a newspaper. They used to print these on a daily basis.
They did, and we used to have them delivered to our front step.
By people like me.
When I was a kid... They were delivered, the Cedar Rapids Gazette was delivered at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was not a morning newspaper, even.
The Des Moines Register was the morning paper, and the Des Moines Tribune
was the afternoon. Really?
And then it became the Register and Tribune, and then it just became the Register. And on Sundays, we had the Big Peach.
The Big Peach.
The Big Peach was a big deal, because we had three, well, if you go back to Sec Taylor, four... Like Hall of Fame writers, Maury White, Buck Turnbull. There were some really, really good writers at the Register at the time. I mean, guys that would every Sunday they would run Jim Murray's syndicated column from the L.A. Times. The Des Moines,
the paper used to be a big deal.
It was a big deal.
It was
okay. I'm looking at the state boys basketball tournament, and I don't see a bracket.
You don't see a bracket.
I don't see a bracket for any. Of the,
this is why the paper used to be a big deal.
Right. I mean, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, either way.
I mean, I suppose I could go to the interwebs.
Well, there's certainly no men's or women's basketball action, wrestling. Wait a minute. There is nothing in the world of Iowa sports this week.
Nothing?
Well, there's baseball. We have baseball. Three games Friday, Saturday, Sunday at UNLV. They took two out of three at UAB the other day. Today was going to be like Maryville at home, and they canceled that one due to
Why?
The snow. I don't know.
If it was softball, you could have played because they got the yellow ball.
You could have done that. Well, why wouldn't you play? Just play, right? I don't know. Would the bats explode on a day like that?
Breaking bats? Yeah. I don't think you want to do that. I don't think you want to send your pitchers out there.
No, you don't want to.
On a 34-degree day because you want to get a game in against Wisconsin, Maryville from Missouri.
They outscored UAB 15-4 in the first three games and then lost 4-0 on Sunday. So, they're 8-2. That's a good start. Second best start under Heller, but it's a good start.
That's really good. Really, really good. Once we may not have Hawkeye huddles during the summer months, but I think we need to work in a huddle baseball minute or something with Trent on a day, even if it's just a segment.
Maybe a segment. Maybe we go and we do a remote from a game that's being played in the afternoon over there.
That would have to be like a Friday. Once the Big Ten starts, don't they go...
Have some midweek games it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Doubleheader Saturday.
Just Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
But they try to play four games, don't they?
No, I don't think so.
You know?
No, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. Oh. And then they play
doubleheaders on Friday.
Then they schedule that off game on Tuesday against,
Cornell or whatever.
Grandview,
right?
Cornell, Maryville. Yeah. So
St. Ambrose, get some
work in for the young guys is what they do. But Big Ten's coming up, and a number of good Big Ten teams. Iowa not receiving any votes in the top 25 poll, but I think there are four or five Big Ten teams that are all in the also mentioned category.
What's their RPI there?
I did not check their RPI.
Jeez.
But I did check the women's basketball team's RPI. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let's talk real quick men's basketball. The Hawks finished up their season. last week, a win over Illinois, an encouraging win over Illinois in the Big Ten tournament in the first, very first round.
As predicted by me.
As predicted by you, 96-87. I really thought they'd fold it in, and they didn't. And I thought they played their best basketball, some of their best basketball of the season, even in losing 77-71 to eventual Big Ten champion Michigan. In overtime, Iowa scores the first basket of overtime to take a lead and then doesn't score again. One of the things that we've seen under Fran McCaffrey where they get into those late game situations and they have a tough time getting a field goal in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, it's not just this team, it's been that way. Jordan Bohannon hurt for a good chunk of that game. He had 25 on Wednesday against Illinois. And, of course, a big three to tie it up against Michigan, but he was 3-for-14 from the field. They were 10-for-18 from the free throw line. This ends up killing them. Ryan Kreener is their leading scorer there.
The free throws killed them that game. I mean, they were down 8 with 2 minutes to go and rallied to get it to overtime. But had they made the free throws, I mean, obviously not just one or two. I mean, if they had done like they did against Illinois, where they were like 35-for-50,
yep, they were 80% from the line against Illinois, and they were they had over 30 points from the line. You're right. If they shoot, and if you go back, you want to go back and figure out. I realize that this team had a lot of issues, but if you want to go back and take a look, there are a handful of games where kids who are capable of shooting better from the line, because this team clearly showed that it could do better from the line if they had shot better from the line against Iowa State, clearly, where they went, 3-of-10? Lost that game by 4 on the road. Michigan State, I think they were just right at the 50% mark. Penn State at home right at the 50% mark. And that road loss to Minnesota, they were, I think they were 10-for-18 or 10-for-19 too. And these are games, another four or five points from the line, right?
Well, and that's the deal. It wasn't like they were 3-for-6. I mean, you're talking 10 yes. for 20.
Right, right.
And so they were getting opportunities at the line. They were doing the proper things from being an aggressive basketball team that gets you foul shots, and they weren't able to convert and or execute. And, you know, that's the markings of a team that underperforms and underachieves. This sounds dumb, but teams that don't execute, whether they're football teams or basketball teams or baseball teams, as you and I know, if we don't play catch and you all of a sudden you give extra yep. outs in an inning and then all of a sudden 3 or 4 runs goes, it matters. Execution matters. That's why Kirk Ferentz just harps on, well, we just got to execute better. We just have to do what we do and do it better. And, you know, I'm sure Fran's frustrated. Would you like to be a fly on the wall right now in the Fran and player?
All the conferences that he's having, the one-on-ones with them? Yeah.
Do you figure that these are like 10-minute conferences that you had when, you know, your kid was in elementary school and you went and you signed up for the 4:45 so you could be done before happy yes. hour was over?
Yeah. Were you pointing at your watch going, okay, and he's
is
doing
there anything else we need to worry about? Because, yeah, I mean, he shows up, has he hit anyone, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I suspect these are longer.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more in depth.
Yeah.
And they probably already have, this is what I think you need to work on in terms of your game. You know, whether in, you know, my brain just went a whole nother direction, but we'll stay focused. What do you tell Isaiah Moss you need to work on?
Shoot. Drive. Keep going to the hole. Keep being aggressive.
What do you tell the big guys?
The other thing I tell Moss to, I think Moss, I didn't realize it. So we've looked at all these other guys as poor defensive players. Against Illinois, in the game that they won, and then against Michigan, I realized how bad he is, what a poor defensive player he really is. He is constantly too far away from the guy he's supposed to be guarding and running at him with a hand up, and he's the guy that's getting beat on the jump shots from deep all the time, and he's in the wrong spot all the time. That's the kid that needs to work on his defense.
But those are the conversations I would guess
right.
that are going on.
Right. Let's look at some tape. Here you go, Isaiah. Are you on this?
Tyler Cook comes in.
So what's your plan?
What are we doing, Tyler? Mm-hmm. You want me to send out the feelers to the NBA? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be here? Because he certainly made it clear through his Twitter last week that he had no intention to go to Missouri, that Iowa was where he was wanting to be, if you will.
If he's going to stay in college.
Right. And
he certainly made it clear he didn't know about that either, though.
Well, I can tell you this. I've watched more NBA basketball in the last two years. He's clearly not ready for the NBA. I have not been down to a G League game, but I can't imagine there's any place other than Turkey that Tyler Cook is going to have a future in basketball today.
Today. No.
Other than college, other than Iowa.
Right, he's clearly a horse when he gets the ball down low and gets a guy one-on-one, and he can dunk, and we've seen that. He can get up. We have seen that. And
haven't seen that he can defend anybody in the low post on a regular basis.
No.
He is actually an above-average ball handler, but he's a terrible passer, makes bad decisions on passing.
Constantly just makes a lazy throw.
It's not lazy, it's late. When the pass is there, he sees it and he won't do it, and then he does it.
I see him swing that ball to the side a lot of times and throw it right out of bounds.
If you watch good guards who make good passes who aren't getting fouled all the time, and I actually think that the reason that Jordan Bohannon had as many turnovers as he may have had this year, which frankly
it was fewer than last year.
Turnover to assist ratio was incredibly good. But if you look at that, and if they would actually call the fouls, I mean, Illinois fouled him every time down.
That's their game.
And that's why they're last in the Big Ten right now, because
they're in the top 15 of the country in steals, but they're last in the Big Ten in putting guys on the line. Yeah, because that's the way their coach goes with it.
Yeah, so that's an interesting way to try and decide if you want to play basketball. My point here is that I believe Bohannon actually improved between his freshman year and sophomore year.
Statistically, he did in every category. He had more three-pointers. He had more assists. He had fewer turnovers. He scored more points and played more minutes. He was statistically, even though we all sort of sat back and go, oh, geez, it's harder on him this year.
It is.
It was harder on him. Guess what? He was better in every statistical category that there was. Now, was he playing great defense this year? Well, he had the plantar fasciitis. That makes things a little tough. But other than that, every one of those categories he improved. I'm sure everybody's shocked, but it's true.
I would venture to say that the day after the Michigan game or that night, he probably spent at least an hour in some sort of ice bath, which I do not.
Well, he got a hip pointer, and they said he might not even have played the next day had they beaten Michigan and gone on to play Nebraska. Go back to Cook real quick. I think there's definitely. And I've not been down to the G League a bunch either. The times that I have, the one thing that has struck me is there are some guys that play down low in that league who are not as fast as some of the other guys. But the guards in that league and the forwards in that league, everybody but the five in that league is lightning fast.
And you're talking the G League.
The G League.
You're not talking...
Not the NBA. This is the G League. These guys are the lightning fast, lightning quick players, right?
Did you and I talk about the G League, or what did we hear? Or I heard this. Maybe I didn't even mention this to you. That the G League is not necessarily designed
for
players and player development, but rather for officials.
To help them develop the speed of the game and
for
officiating
officials.
At that. Yes.
And which was an interesting comment. I don't remember where I heard it. I'm sure it was a national show. It may have been Chris Broussard. It doesn't make any difference. If that's in fact the case, now there's been guys, Iowa State, Monte Morris, Niang, Utoff, is it Babb? I think Babb, those guys have been back and forth, up and down, up and down. But, you know, Curtis Stinson is the dude from the Bull Durham.
Yeah, he's
Crash Davis. He's going to be the all-time leader in points in the G League.
And look, he's one of the guys I'm thinking of when I've watched him play. He's at an NBA speed, right? He moves they move so quickly and they shoot so quickly and from so deep. Tyler Cook is not a big man in the NBA because he can't shoot. He can shoot a medium range jump shot sometimes,
right?
Not consistently yet. He can't shoot from deep like these other guys, just spot up from the
He's not like Dirk.
So, look, he may be thinking, so maybe he's thinking, I'm going to test this, and I'm going to go, we'll see what happens, and I'll come back. Or he's thinking, I'm gone, and if it doesn't work in the NBA, I'm G League at least. But or, my guess is he's turkey, or...
He's either bologna or turkey.
Yeah, one of the two.
Maybe ham.
He's got potential. He's got a lot of work to do. Absolutely no question.
But don't you think the best place to do it's in Iowa City?
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not just saying that because we're Hawkeye fans.
The real question is, this is a discussion, the real question Fran has to have, discussion he has to have is, look, if you're going to be in next year, if you're going to test it and come back, you got to be all in. Because this stuff where you play half the games and not the other half, no. We'll take a break. We'll come back. A little more. We'll do women's basketball when we come back here on the Hawkeye Huddle.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah. Gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies.
Sandler Training has finally come to Des Moines and Central Iowa. Hello, everybody. This is Carl Schapwurst, owner of Sandler Training. And if your business relies on sales performance to drive success, then I urge you to contact Sandler Training today. I personally use Sandler in my business, and it has taken it to high performance. And the same thing can happen to you. So check us out on the web, keywords Sandler Training Iowa. Again, that's keyword Sandler Training Iowa. Sandler Training. If you're looking for old-fashioned sales training, don't call us.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Christopher's has been a Des Moines tradition for over 50 years. The Judicesi family became owners of a quaint restaurant in the Beaverdale area. Under their steady watch, Christopher's has become one of Des Moines' favorite locations. Known for its excellent Italian cuisine, friendly staff, and atmosphere fitting on any occasion, a can't-miss choice for your next evening out. For a table of two or a banquet of 100, no event is too small or too big. Christopher's in Beaverdale.
Let's thank our great sponsors, Christopher's Fine Dining in Beaverdale. Thank you, Ron Judicesi. We had a great season. We're very pleased to have you part of our team. Dave Kozlowski, Kozlowski Law, and his family law business over there in West Des Moines. And, of course, Templeton Rye and the great folks over there in Templeton. They're extraordinarily excited about the new distillery.
Are they? They should be.
Should be open by the time football season comes around next
Remote?
Year.
Can we do that?
I'd love to.
Are we allowed to do that?
Of course. I've got plans to talk to Andrew Candu from Templeton Rye, and we will definitely get something in the books for next year.
You know, this doing this out of the studio, we never had Scott Bush on this year.
You know, Scotty's part of the Foundry.
Right.
Which right. could be another potential.
This is another potential. He is, isn't he? I forgot that. Yeah, it's another potential. We need to get our own remote equipment like we talked about so we can get out and
this stuff would, in the studio. Why would we wait 14 years to do that?
Well, this is too easy for us just to walk in the studio and do this. We need to get out. And we had fun when we went up to Jefferson and did the casino remote.
That little piece of equipment that we borrowed that day was pretty good.
It was pretty slick. We'll have to do that. Women's basketball team, the Hawkeye women, bout out in the on the Friday afternoon round at the Big Ten tournament as well.
They went
to, they didn't make it to the semis. They beat Northwestern 55-45. They were ahead 22-1. Let Northwestern back in the door, and then ended up winning 55-45.
I don't think that game ever got closer than 10.
Well, it's just kind of they just kind of played it out.
It was like an NBA game where one team got up by 9 points and literally
not at 55-51. It was
well, I'm saying, but.
Now, the next day, though, they lose 90-89. Now, that's an NBA score, right? 90-89.
Two highest-scoring teams in the Big Ten, Iowa and Minnesota. You should expect that.
And Megan Gustafson with 48.
48 and 18 or something?
Yeah. Shoot, 19 of 26 from the field. They lose by 1 point. They came from 10 down, got the lead, lost it, got the lead, had a chance to go ahead and win it late, got their fast break covered up, tried a three-pointer, didn't go in, but... they end up, so they lose at 90-89. Currently sitting as a number 21 RPI, number six, a six seed for, what's his name, Charlie Cream on ESPN. And RPI now, Bracketology has them as a number five seed. Big Ten's got all kinds of teams. This is interesting. The men's side right now, they're projecting like four teams in, which we can talk about. The women's side, they've got like six teams that they're projecting in. And then there are four more that are in that first four out. Next four out group. So that means 10 of the 14 Big Ten teams are
There's
that good.
There's not that many good women's basketball teams.
But the question I have is, how is Iowa's RPI not a little higher even? You know, how is the Big Ten's RPI not a little higher? Their champions are not, you know, I don't know.
Of course, UConn.
You're right. You're probably right, yeah.
And then you got your Southeastern Conference teams like Florida, South Carolina. You realize that Dawn Staley at University of South Carolina has never lost a game in the SEC basketball tournament.
Really?
I think
that's
I think she's been there two or three years.
That's
never lost one.
Now, Pat Summitt probably didn't lose one the first 10 years they had it, but nevertheless.
Well, you're right. They may have 10 really good basketball teams in the Big Ten, but the top 8 to 10 teams from elsewhere in the country are just that good.
Right.
You're probably right. Well, clearly they're going to get a shot at it. Gustafson makes the John R. Wooden finalist list. There's, I think, 15 names on that. But was not a finalist, not a top five center for the Lisa Leslie Award from the Naismith Association. So they named the top five centers in the country. And as the leading scorer in the country, she's in the top five in 8 different statistical categories. And she's not on that list. This is akin to somehow Iowa winning the
Jorah
Award.
It's just
a little confusing, right?
Yes. Extraordinarily confusing.
Yeah. So we're not going to complain about it there. Maybe she'll get the Wooden Award. She certainly should be an All-American with the kind of stats that she's got. And we'll see where they go. Now, their selection show is Monday. They don't do it on Sunday, so it's selection Monday next week. We'll see where they
head. Speaking of the selection show, did you see what they're trying to do?
They're going to do like a live audience thing or something like that.
There's one good way to do this. Tell us who the top 4 seeds and then just show the freaking bracket.
Right.
Remember, was it 2-3 years ago that got leaked onto Twitter?
Yeah, it was out already.
And they were
now, how'd that happen?
I don't know. Somebody took a picture of it, sent it out. And, you know, at first you're going, no way, this can't be right. And then you looked and, I mean, after it was about 4 picks, you're like, they got it. This is it.
They were dead on, and CBS was scooped them. They were scooped themselves.
Oh,
well, it's on TNT Net this year or something, isn't it? It's something weird.
It's between two Big Bang Theories.
Next on the Big Bang Theory, right after the NCAA selection basketball show. You know, it's not like I'm sure. Ratings for everything on network television has fallen, but really, don't you? I mean,
maybe
just
they get
announce
the,
it.
The crew for the Big Bang Theory to help with.
Maybe
the
they shouldn't
analysis.
Do an hour-long preview show of what's going to happen. Right? They come on the
of
air.
What's going? You mean the hyperbole?
They
if
come
I have
on
to
the
listen
air
to Joe Lunardi talk
right.
for 4 more minutes.
They come on the air at 5, and they talk for 45 minutes about what might happen. Then they release the bracket
in the Lunardi bunker. I mean, who? Who thought this was a good idea?
Hasn't it? I hate to say it, but it is a little refreshing in the fact that Iowa was so bad this year that I've not paid attention to Joe Lunardi at all this year. I mean, zero.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're watching a game in the middle, middle third of the first half, let's go down to the Lunardi bunker and have him explain to me how Notre Dame needs to win 3 games to get in. Well, no kidding. I mean, you know, good Lord. And Syracuse has got to win 3. Right. That's how it works. You don't let 18 and 14 teams in when they got bad losses to Canisius and 3 other teams we've never heard of.
Well, there's going to be some. It'll be interesting to see how this lines up for the Big Ten this year.
I also read or heard somewhere that they think that they only spend like half an hour on the actual putting the bracket together.
I've told you that for years. They tell us they go in this room, they lock themselves down, they go through this process. I'm telling you right now, they go in, they look at the RPI, they basically figure it all out in a couple of hours, and then they sit and wait, and then they just put the bracket together at the end.
That's a bunch of hoo-ha.
I don't know.
There's no way they don't always get those potential second-round matchup between Louisville and Kentucky.
That's what takes a half hour.
Lord.
We'll be back on the Hawkeye Huddle with Tom
Kickers
of HawkeyeReport.com.
First Light with Evan Hanning every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
The day for everyone to be Irish, St. Patrick's Day, falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's on Merle Hay Road.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
Sponsored by Cece's. Now at Cece's, New York-style pizzas and new cheesecake brownies. On the buffet for just $5 and change for a limited time. Only at Cece's. Prices may vary. Restrictions apply.
Tonight's forecast, snow showers ending, windy and colder, low near 22. Variably cloudy on Wednesday, cold and breezy with a high near 34. I'm Local 5, Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just won a dance-off competition that saved the world.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
Your home for high school sports is 1700 KBGG, and 1700 will bring you the 2018 Boys State Basketball Tournament. Join me, Trent Condon, as I bring you play-by-play action of the best teams in Central Iowa through the championships on Friday. If you're shut out watching on TV, listen in on 1700 AM and streaming live on 1700 KBGG. The Boys State Basketball Tournament is presented in part by Renovated Solutions. Thinking about a home project? Don't just think about it, do it with Renovated Solutions.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. We're online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
If the unfortunate prospect of divorce should become a reality in your life, consider a collaborative divorce. As opposed to a traditional divorce, this is a lower-cost alternative based upon the principles of mutual respect, cooperation, transparency, and dignity. Most importantly, both spouses make a commitment to staying out of the courtroom. It is typically a win-win for both spouses and the kids. Please contact attorney David Kozlowski for more information. He can tell you if the collaborative divorce is right for you. David has 24 years of experience in practice exclusively in family law. He's located at 3737 Woodland Avenue in West Des Moines, just north of Valley High School. Give him a call, 515-226-0150, and arrange a free initial consultation. Again, that's attorney David Kozlowski, 515-226-0150.
Ridge Steve Crane Jr. with you. The red button means go. As the music fades out.
Let's try and see if we can get Tom on.
I was at Granite City the other day for their Irish tapping, and they had a two-man Irish band, and he did an Irish version of In Heaven There Is No Beer.
It's a polka.
It is. That's exactly right. All right, we're going to try this. Tom Cakert of HawkeyeReport.com, I believe, is on the line with us, and hopefully we'll be able to hear him because I've got his mic potted up. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
That seems to be working. The light's just not on, so that's the key.
All right. We can hear him.
That's cool. So, somebody will text us and tell us that they can't hear him on the radio if he's not going over the air. So, Tom, you're back from New York City. The Hawkeye men's basketball season has come to a close. You did a nice breakdown on your site. I think that was yesterday, kind of what went wrong with the season. And now they're into these individual meetings. Fran sits down with the players and starts talking to them about their future plans and a lot of conjecture today. I think it actually is one of those days where it's a sort of a cathartic exercise for your message board folks, the people that are out there all the time. A lot of rumors going around about guys coming and guys going, but really at this point in time, other than Tyler Cook, I think it gets pretty hard to say who is actually thinking one way or the other about anything right now, isn't it?
Yeah, this morning a call that the postseason meetings that they have every year were underway and started yesterday and continued today. And I'm not sure who's scheduled when and you know how the schedule works this week, but Fran's having all those meetings with the players, and that's kind of where you sit down and you kind of vent to him, talk to him about where you think your role should be, and he tells you where he thinks your role should be, and then you make decisions based on those conversations. And right now, it's still very fluid. I think we all understand that college basketball is a sport that has a lot of transfers, 700, 800 kids every year moving on to different places. So I think we expect that there'll be some people leaving for various reasons. It's going to be an interesting few weeks for Iowa basketball.
Now, there's no question about that. Obviously, you had put the over-under out there at 3 on the transfers. Or at least people leaving the program. The early money appears to be on Ellingson. Wagner's getting some support from the riffraff in your room.
As I said a long time ago, I said everybody but probably Connor McCaffrey, and I kind of have now included Nicholas Bear because I just don't see Bear Cage leaving at all. But everybody else, I suspected we would see a rumor or two. And that's kind of what we saw today. I think we saw every player just about listed. Maybe Luca Garza wasn't, but at least not seriously, but everybody was kind of thrown out there.
You know, one of the things, so when we're in the break here, we're talking about there's a reason for that that's unique to this team, and it's the fact that Fran played 12 guys this year, right? I mean, and so there were only a handful of guys that had a ton of playing time. You had a lot of guys who could point to wanting more PT. You had guys that were off and on good and off and on bad. You know, Pimsel, Kreener, Wagner gave you good minutes, but then didn't. I mean, there are enough guys on this program who are of a certain level of skill that they could certainly go somewhere else and play, and they don't, so it's one of those things where it's just such a deep team, even though they weren't very good as a unit, they're so deep, it's hard to see all of them wanting to sit on the bench that much.
Yeah, and you can look at it from a number of perspectives. From the player side, this is pretty natural. Season doesn't go well. You might not have felt like you got your fair shake, so you kind of look to somewhere else where maybe you can go out and win. And you can go out and play and make a difference. So I understand that. From Iowa's perspective, season did not go well, And if you were going to bring back the same cast of characters, where's the indication that it was going to work better this next time?
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe the change
is good for both sides if these play out. And, you know, you hear a lot of rumors right now, and other than Cook, you know, and I've said this for a while, I've said it for probably 2 months, that I suspect that he was going to, make a little run at the NBA here, and he hasn't announced anything yet, but that's kind of what I expect him to do. I think that's what everybody in the Iowa program expected him to do, was take a look at the NBA, because it's a free look now. You can declare every year if you want the NBA draft and get feedback, get workouts. It's a no-risk situation. So he'll probably do that in the coming weeks, and then he's going to make a decision down the road whether he's staying in or staying out.
Some additional scuttlebutt out there on possibly the assistants at Iowa looking at other things. Maybe have you heard anything like that? A couple of them looking at a head coaching job, maybe retirement here and there.
Nothing on that can report at this point, other than Fran was asked about it after the Michigan game, if he expected his staff to be back, and he said, yeah, unless somebody gets a head coaching job, then, I would expect that they would move on if they were a head coach, but otherwise he fully expects everybody back. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. I kind of think maybe there'll be at least one change, but I'm just guessing right now. I think Fran, probably as he does his own postseason evaluation, maybe feels like he needs to shake some things up as well. But at the end of the day, as a lot of people have told me that are closer, much closer to the program than you or I or anybody else really that's not in there on a day-to-day basis, it's Fran's program. They're running Fran's thing. People always say Kirk is rigid, Kirk is stubborn, Kirk this, Kirk that, with Ferentz. Trust me, when you talk to people that are around both of them, Fran's much more kind of tight about that stuff than Kirk ever is, really.
Well, we all recall that Nebraska lost, I think it was 5 players 1 year. Maybe was it last year? And then, they turned
last year.
And they turned it around. And
they had a few transfers that came in, and we don't have that. There were
sitting out. You had Copeland. You had Palmer, who were both sitting out last year for Nebraska, that came in and really helped them. So it's a little different situation. Iowa doesn't have that unless they were to add some graduate transfers. So right now they, of course, officially do not have any scholarships to offer.
Right. But, and we should also remember, I don't remember what season, Ridgewell, when the football team had struggles, and Kirk finally made some pretty big changes on the staff, and has tweaked the staff pretty much almost every year, it seems, since that time.
As opportunities have arisen, yes, they have run a few people in and out, but yes, over the last couple of years, and things have looked a little different here and there, although, again, it's still the same.
It's the same premise.
It is interesting, Tom, when you start looking at the types of coaches that are surviving and happy to be at the University of Iowa, not looking to go anywhere else, they might be guys who are a little bit more, that are a little bit more stable in terms of, and Fran and Kirk, there's a personality similarity there, I think you can probably say. And for that matter, Lisa Bluter doesn't seem to change anything she's doing. They've done well, but I mean, they run and gun whether they've got the horses to do that or not. So maybe that's the type of guy that Gary Barta hires, brings in, sticks around with, and
good
meshes
and stable.
With. Good and stable, but you're also you're stubborn.
I always look at it this way. A good coach always has core beliefs, and that's what makes them successful, is because they stick with those core beliefs. And I think that's what you see with Kirk and with Fran, is the reason they've been successful over the years is they've been smart enough to have their core beliefs, but also allowing some, what I always like to call coloring outside the line sometimes, where they'll allow a little more flexibility. Like Fran, he'd never started a game in zone in his entire coaching career until this year. So, I mean, he's willing to do some different things if it can help him win the game. So, you know, I think we'll see that move forward. But I also think Fran's going to take a deep look at philosophically where he wants to go defensively, because I think he has to with depending on, you know, the talent that he has.
Well, the talent and the athletes that he has is going to make a big difference if he's going to make any huge changes. There's no question about that. So, Tom, we got to let you go. Thank you once again for your time this week. And we only got two shows left. We hope that we can get you on for both of them.
Yes, sounds great.
Awesome. Thanks. Tom Kaker at Hawkeye Report.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck with this.
Just hang up, right?
Well, hit off. I don't know.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hey, you know, it's an interesting thought that it'll be very interesting to see, because because as I look at this, I really don't think as many guys are leaving as this, right? I think everybody's like, all these guys are probably, they are probably thinking about, they went 14-19, right? It's a tough year. But I think when they examine it, there might be one guy that plays a little bit more than others that might look around might be Pemsel, just because they've got a lot of big guys, right? And the minutes are not plentiful.
Well,
and Kreener came on, right? And Pemsel could be a guy that goes to Northern Iowa or Drake and plays 35 minutes a game, right?
Or Loris,
yeah. No, but I think he's good enough to play in the Big Ten, but he'd be really good in some smaller conferences. But there are a few guys. But I think at the end of the day, I really think Ellingson's going to graduate, and that's going to be the end of that. Cook's going to test the NBA waters and be back. I think you're going to have this same crew. So does Fran take a look at that and go, okay, I'm going to do the exact same thing with these guys, and we're going to do better because we're adding some pieces? Or is he going to say, I've got to tweak this, I've got to do something to play more to the talent that I have defensively on the court?
Well, and you know, you're talking about core beliefs. You know, Sean Miller's got core beliefs down in Arizona, but we don't have to deal with those.
No.
So so thankfully,
this is true.
Our Iowa and none of the Iowa players were offered any dollars, apparently.
You do have to think about this. With everything going on.
You run a clean program.
Iowa does run a clean program. Right,
what's the biggest bitch you can have about Iowa basketball, other than the 14-19 on court decorum by your basketball coach?
I don't even get mad about him getting mad, because most of the time I think he's justified in getting mad. But that's me. But I get mad.
I think you could make a case. Okay, how come we suck in tournament situations?
And how come we can't score under 5 minutes to go?
Whether it's the Caymans, the Bahamas, NCAA, Big Ten. What happens in those sorts of circumstances that Iowa is not able to, after they win one game, go to the next? You know, it was 5 years ago we were in the finals of the Cancun Classic, the day that I got married.
Yes.
And we were playing Wichita in the finals. And that was probably, if I'm not mistaken, it may have been the last time Iowa got to the finals.
Villanova the next
Xavier?
Year.
Well,
no, it was Villanova the next year down in...
And then Villanova won a national title.
Yeah.
And Wichita went to the Final Four that year.
Yeah.
And believe me, I had breakfast with those Wichita dudes. They were ginormous.
That was a big team.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a big team. No,
but think about Greg Marshall in his system. Greg McDermott at Creighton, who I watch all the time.
What's his name over at Bennett over at Virginia? I mean, now you want to talk about a guy who's got a defensive philosophy.
Well, you know who runs the same defensive philosophy? Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have run it for years.
And it seems to play with the talent that they can get. They get some guys who can score the basketball.
Virginia's unanimous number one team in the country right now.
Yeah. Well, yes. But I'm saying Wisconsin. Wisconsin,
but half
even
because,
as bad as Wisconsin turned out to be this year, they got better and better, right? That defense
Think about how good Wisconsin could have been had their point guard not had his shoulder knocked out 10 times.
They were.
How tough is that kid?
That's a team, yeah. Real quickly, I'm not sure when this thing's going to pop into it. The wrestlers, by the way, finished fourth at the Big Tens. The worst finish under Tom Brands. They had a tough
here's,
weekend.
Here's Silver Linings no playbook champions. In that. Nine qualified for the NCAAs.
And the only team that sent more through was nationally is Ohio State.
Is that right?
Ohio State pushed all 10 through. there are seven or eight teams that have actually pushed like eight or nine through as well. But yeah, you get nine guys in.
So what's our Templeton Rye last call?
Spencer Lee is a Big Ten Freshman of the Year, by the way. Brandon Sorensen was a runner-up his weight class. Everybody else was not good.
We can talk more about that when we get the bracket for the wrestling.
Yes, and so it's in 2 weeks. So it's not this weekend. It's in 2 weeks. So that'll be our last show.
Denouement.
Right. Templeton Rye last call.
Boy, I could go for a Templeton Rye right now.
I could go for a Templeton Rye right now.
One of the problems with not being in a place.
I know.
We can't have a Templeton Rye right here on the rocks.
The place that we originated our show from is even closed now at the OLG. So it's just sad.
Sad moment.
I don't even know what is there of interest for us to...
The Iowa women will be a 5 seed.
Okay.
And the baseball team will continue to win series 2 out of 3 in Vegas.
Yeah, I am 2 out of 3 in Vegas. I'm giving the women a 6 seed. And the Big Ten men's side, 4 teams in the tournament only. I think that's the least since they went to 64.
Yeah, Nebraska screwed the pooch by not beating Michigan, which everyone didn't beat Michigan.
Right.
And I tell
Michigan
you what.
Michigan's now up to number 7 in the country.
I do not want to be a 1 seed in Michigan's bracket.
No, there's just one. There's always that one thing where you look back and go, teams that go on. I mean, they had a 4-day run.
To me, teams that go on a four-day run.
It's tough to keep that carried forward to another. But they don't play right away again.
Iowa, Minnesota from 2001 or 2.
Yeah, you get a big break here.
We were done before Thanksgiving and didn't play again.
Well, I think Michigan gets a good break because that emotional high of coming from the fourth, from 4 days, not just a three-day run, but a 4-day run to win your conference tournament when you're not supposed to. You had to win an overtime game to get things going. To do that, it takes a lot out of you. And generally, those teams go into the tournament and don't play very well in the NCAA tournament. But Michigan gets a week break.
That's a myth.
No, it's true.
No, it isn't. Syracuse went on a 5-day run.
That was
UConn
amazing.
UConn went on a 5-day run in the Big East tournament. And
I thought they were 4 days.
One of them was 4, one was 5. I think the only 5-day run ever was UConn.
They
had to win like a 7 overtime game in the first one.
Yeah, they did. That's not the team that won the national championship, though, that came from a 7 seed. They had that as well. So,
I don't know. To me, there is one number 1 seed for the NCAA basketball tournament. That's Virginia. They will have 3 other teams that will be 1 seeds, whether it's Villanova, whether that's Purdue or Michigan State, whether that's Duke. But if Kansas is a 1 and you take them, that's your fault.
Good luck with that.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the over-under over-under on you making the show next week?
About 30 beers.
Okay.
Thanks. I take the over.
You take the over? I'll take the over. It'll be late in the day. Thanks to Tom Kaker of HawkeyeReport.com. Trent Condon for letting us sit in his chair this week and work with his equipment. And, of course, for Dave Creighton Jr., I'm Brett Ridge. Join us next week.
Unintended sentences.
Right
working
here.
With Trent's equipment. Brett Ridge.
Trent's right here for the Hawkeye Huddle on 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Christopher's has been a Des Moines tradition for over 50 years. The Judicesi family became owners of a quaint restaurant in the Beaverdale area. Under their steady watch, Christopher's has become one of Des Moines' favorite locations. Known for its excellent Italian cuisine, friendly staff, and atmosphere fitting on any occasion, a can't-miss choice for your next evening out. For a table of 2 or a banquet of 100, no event is too small or too big. Christopher's in Beaverdale.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133.
Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
The day for everyone to be Irish. St. Patrick's Day falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's on Merle Hay Road.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. Did you know that with the Loan-A-Tool program at AutoZone, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, save when you buy one Chevron Techron fuel system cleaner and get the second one free. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sandler Training has finally come to Des Moines and Central Iowa. Hello, everybody. This is Carl Schapwurst, owner of Sandler Training. And if your business relies on sales performance to drive success, then I urge you to contact Sandler Training today. I personally use Sandler in my business, and it has taken it to high performance. And the same thing can happen to you. So check us out on the web, keywords Sandler Training Iowa. Again, that's keyword Sandler Training Iowa. Sandler Training. If you're looking for old-fashioned sales training, don't call us.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples Chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line, in more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Scientists tell us that Earth is overdue for a huge solar flare. Bad news, it'll probably fry our electronics and technology. Good news, we'll all get a spectacular tan. Well, a good place to hunker down for the looming sunpocalypse is Motel 6. You'll get a great low rate on a great room under a roof and save more for other stuff, like sunscreen or a nice big hat. Well, I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Or maybe not.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate.